Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a Trent presentation from November 2017. Miss Muchaneta Kapfunde, founding editor-in-chief, Fashioner.com presents Translating the Power of Smart Fabrics.
Good morning or good afternoon, everybody. I don't know if you can all hear me. I am here today to talk to you about smart fabrics. But before we start, I thought let me introduce myself. I'm Muchaneta Kapfunde. I am the founding editor of Fashioner.com. And what we do at Fashioner is that we talk a lot about what's going on within the fashion tech space and the wearable tech space. What encouraged me to start Fashioner was the fact that there was so much going on within the fashion tech space and the wearable tech space, but there wasn't much being talked about in the correct manner. A lot of people weren't getting excited about the wearables because they weren't educated correctly and they couldn't quite figure out how it would work within their lifestyle. So that's when Fashioner was born. We talk a lot about fashion tech, retail tech, wearables, and we also work with a lot of contributors who know a lot about their kind of space and they also write for us. We launched in 2015. We've built a community of 60,000K, and it's mainly built of early adopters and people curious about the fashion tech and wearable tech space. I've been invited here today by Performance Day to basically talk to you guys about smart fabrics. It's one of my most favorite things within the fashion tech space because I think it's forcing change within various industries, whether they be fashion, whether it be medical, sports, and so forth. I mean, what if I was to tell you, for example, I always say to people, what if I was to tell you the top I'm wearing has interactive technology in it so I can actually control my phone? Or the skirt that I'm wearing was grown in a lab and created so to be in a sustainable manner. Or the socks I'm wearing are actually taking up, kind of telling me how many steps I'm making and kind of keeping me healthy. Or the shoes are made out of plastic. These are things that are actually possible today. I mean, my outfit is actually Topshop, so it's not made out of any of those things. But my whole point is to let you know that this is actually happening today and it's not all science fiction. A lot of people say the future of wearables is smart fabrics. What they mean by this is that the smartphone and the smartwatch, which I'm actually wearing here, it's no longer going to be on the wrist. Technology is going to be in the clothes that you wear and not the gadgets that you carry. So imagine a time where you no longer need your phone, your chargers, your watches, all the technologies in your clothes. If you want to make a phone call, you can use the interactive technology in your garment. And that's kind of where we are headed. When it comes to defining smart fabrics has the ability and capacity to do things that normal fabrics cannot. Basically, it is kind of like the badass version of textiles. What I love about smart fabrics is how they are able to interact with the environment around them and also change according to the environment. Where it's taking place and where it's happening a lot is within the sports industry. They are investing a lot of money with regards to performance and technology. They're creating garments that help athletes able to perform better and to be able to do kind of things that are much more unable to do without the fabric itself. So brands like HexoSkin and Under Armour are leading in that particular area. Aesthetics. I'm sure most of you have heard of Cute Circuit or Studio XO. They create garments with light and interaction. This is an area that the fashion industry is thriving in. A lot of the designers who are embracing smart fabrics and who are embracing fashion tech do use a lot of lights and so forth. And a lot of people that I speak to kind of say to me, I don't want to wear a garment that lights up. That's not technology. That's not smart. And I always say to them, do you remember the first mobile phone? Nobody actually wanted to carry that around. So you need to look at smart textiles, fashion tech in that manner. Imagine it as being the first mobile phone. It's giving you an idea, an outlook of what's coming and how fashion's going to change. To kind of simplify it for you, there's three generations of smart fabric. The first one, which most of you are most likely familiar with, it's not working. Sorry, guys. And let me click on that one. There we go. Passive. Passive technology in smart garments is when you see the technology attached to the garment. This, to me, is quite old-fashioned now. We've gone past that. We've moved on. There are a few people still kind of creating garments with the technology attached, but I think people are demanding invisible technology. So it's something that, personally, I feel we're moving away from and moving more towards what they refer to as active technology. This is when the technology is embedded in the garment you wear. And a lot of brands are actually investing a lot in this because consumers don't want technology. They want to look like a robot. So they are looking at different ways that they can approach this. We are headed towards ultra, and ultra is when the garment is actually the technology. This is something that I'm super excited about because I can't imagine in my lifetime I'm going to get to see a garment such as this, but it has been predicted that in the next 10 years we are going to be witnessing something along this line. Is it not working? Okay, is this better? Hello? Okay, this is much better. Okay, why get excited? Besides what I've listed here, I'll tell you why I'm excited about it. I'm excited with regards to medical meets smart fabrics. Imagine wearing your garment in the hospital and it's able to administer medicine. Or you no longer have to be hooked up to machines because the garment can take all your readings without having all those machines around you. This is where we're kind of headed with regards to medical and smart fabrics. And I'm very excited about that. I'm also excited with regards to fashion. They are coming up with smart textiles that allows designers to be able to experiment with technology without having that engineering degree, which is taking out that we can't do it because we don't know anything about technology factor, which a lot of designers have been throwing around. So I'm quite excited with people who are coming up with innovative fabrics that are making it possible. And these fabrics I'm referring to are, for example, this one here. I don't know if any of you have seen it. It's the space fabric by NASA. And they've created it in 4D using 3D. And what makes this particular fabric amazing is the fact that they're able to create it to do a particular task. And then once that task is done, they can just kind of destroy the material and remake it using the same material. So there's no waste. They've never really released what materials they use to make this particular material, because they're kind of keeping it a bit secret. But what's amazing with it is that a lot of astronauts are going to get to wear it, and it's going to make it a lot easier for them when they're going on their missions. Who's heard of Google? This particular Levi's jacquard, Google jacket, is so big right now. But what I want to do is play the video for you instead, and then we can talk about it. When I first heard about this jacket, I wasn't convinced. I was kind of thinking, PR stunt, I don't think it's going to work. And then I tried it, and it is amazing. I won't lie, it absolutely is. Great fit, you know, it does what it says on the box. And the only thing I'd say is a disadvantage is it limits you to four particular type of instructions that you can put on the jacket. It's a hefty price tag at $350, which is $200 markup from the original Levi's jacket. But I think it's showing us where we are headed. And I can actually imagine a future where we will be able to pay for $100 for this rather than $350. It's called the commuter jacket because it's mainly used for commuting. Because once you kind of take it off, you know, it's no longer working. So I think if you can get your hands on it or you can give it a try, you certainly should, because it shows you where we are going in terms of textiles, in terms of material, and then also it shows you how technology, it can be invisible in a garment. The next one I'll talk to you about is this particular material, which is grown in a lab. It's done by Modern Meadows. We've launched a new collection called the Zoa Collection, which is all about creating fabrics that they grow themselves. And the way they grow it is quite simple. They put, I think she said she puts sugar, green tea, and kind of mixes it with a few microbes, lets it grow for 10 days, takes it out, gives it a wash, and it's ready to go. So this is all about sustainability, all about the closed loop. How can we create fabric? How can we grow our own fabric, which we can then reuse once the T-shirt is kind of like no longer needed? This is a point that I think it's very important because we have a big problem with wastage. We have clothes that we don't want, we throw away, and then they go into the environment and they don't kind of dissolve easily. So the fact that they've created a material that can be remade into something else, I think this is the future. Mycelium is a mushroom, and what they're doing, they're using this particular mushroom to create a leather alternative. I think it takes nearly 4 weeks to create like cowhide and to make it into leather, but this takes a week or so. So it's just finding another alternative for materials and using what's around us to create it. It's still in work in progress. We can't buy it quite yet, but I see a future where this particular type of smart fabric will play a very key role in our textiles industry. This is something new, and I'm so excited about this when I found out about it this week. It's a material that stores data. So you no longer have to walk around the USB. You can store it in your garment, in your fabric. It's still something that researchers are still working on, but it has been proven, it has been tested. They've used it to open doors. Imagine wearing a glove, it's got the data in there. You go in, you swipe, it opens your door. No need for a key and no need for anything else. I personally love this idea, because I carry so much information, so many disks and USBs, and the idea that I'll be able to carry it in my pocket right here and be able to just take it out that way, I think is fascinating. I think we're like 10 years away from that actually happening, but the fact that they're thinking about it and finding us an alternative is a great thing. Drupa Fabrics kind of got a lot of press coverage back in 2015 because they came up with this great fabric that is hydrophobic. So if you were to drop your coffee on it, you can just chase it with some water and it will go away. The whole point about this fabric for them was about sustainability. How can we create a fabric that doesn't need to be washed all the time, that we cannot waste water with? And they came up with this. What I like about Drupa Fabrics is the fact that they want to work with designers. They've created a fabric and they want to work with designers and say, hey, let's create collections together that have these particular properties. I've seen a lot of collections with this particular type of fabric coming out now. So it kind of shows you that we're not long way off where we have to buy a pair of jeans or you buy your white shirt and you won't have to worry about it getting dirty or having odor or getting stained. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of Project Cove or Co-of. This one is a bit, some people don't like it, some people like it. I personally like it. And it's all about anti-surveillance. They've come up with a coat that if you wear it and you put your phone inside it, no one can track you. No one can grab your ID. No one can kind of access your passport. Because as you all probably know, data protection and that kind of stuff is a big problem within wearables and also within fashion tech. How can I protect my data? How can I make sure that nobody can access it without my permission? So they've come up with this particular coat. And if you don't want someone to access your data, you put your stuff in there and no one can. No one can reach you, find you, anything along those lines. Some say it's taking it a bit too far, but I quite like that idea. I like the idea of being a bit anonymous and also not being traceable if I don't want to be traced. So it's quite a good one. So if you guys look it up, they're doing amazing things. The first thing that comes to mind when I see that is that you don't see the technology, it's invisible. And 2 years ago, you could see the technology. They used to have batteries in the back, or tags on your sleeve. So it was very visible. And now it's invisible. You don't see it. And this is what consumers want. So I see a future where this kind of sports type technology is going to be a watered-down version and appearing in shops like Zara and Topshop and so forth and becoming more available at a price point that everyone can afford. The only problem with smart materials within the sports sector is the it doesn't look good aesthetics-wise. They are all about functional. Does it work? Does it give me the correct results? Does it give me what I want? So when it comes to how it looks, design and patterns, they're not really fast. So if this was to be transferred to the consumers, I can see designers and playing a role in making sportswear not only be functional, but also be fashionable. So we've spoken about different types of fabrics. We've looked at different types of fabrics and what's available now or what people are working on right now. What I want to now concentrate on is the possibilities, what people are doing with this particular fabric. A good example is Emil & Erris. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of Emil & Erris. They're a British brand, and I actually own one of their coats, which I'm very proudly own. They've come up with a smart coat that keeps you warm. You are able to control the warmth of the coat using little three notches, so you can have it 1, 2, 3, high, you know, low, medium, high. And what makes this special is where they've put the panels. The areas they've put the panels on this coat ensure that it heats the entire your entire body. So you don't need to have panels all over the coat. You just need to have in specific locations on your body, and your whole body gets heated up. And that's their secret. The other thing that I like about the Emil & Erris coat is their battery. They've got a battery in a very discreet pocket on the left. But it's not a big battery like most fashion tech wearables have. It's very slim, very sleek, and you don't even feel it when it's in the pocket. The only problem is the fact that it needs to obviously be charged. And if you don't charge it, then it won't work. But I think it's something that kind of shows us a lot about where we are headed in terms of materials, in terms of lifestyle tech, in terms of fashion tech, what brands are doing today. When it comes to biodegradable smart material, there is a brand called Mango Materials. They have come up with a way of creating plastic using waste. And when they use this waste, it's all about how can we create plastic that doesn't harm the planet, that is biodegradable, and therefore we can then give that to people who create plastic products. And this particular product, I love it because it's a closed loop. And what that basically means is that how they kind of create it into a biodegradable product, if it gets thrown away, it turns into waste, and then it turns back into methane gas, which is what they use to create again. So there is no room for plastics destroying the planet or ending up in our seas, because they've created something that will go back into the planet. It doesn't harm it in any way. This is a good thing because we have got a lot of plastic and we have a lot of waste that is kind of not helping the planet. So the fact they've come up with a way that we can get around that is a very initiative idea. This is my favorite shoe brand called Rothy's, and I'm going to play a video. Basically, it will show you how this shoe is particularly made. Rothy's shoes are made from plastic bottles. So what they do, they take the plastic bottles, they clean them, and then they kind of make them into a thin plastic fiber, which is then fed into a 3D printing machine, and then this is how it happens. The shoe's basically created in 6 minutes. The reason why I like Rothy's is because they're taking all those plastic bottles that we all throw away and that are not good for the planet and making them useful. They literally do take the bottles, clean them up, and then create a plastic that they can then create the shoe with. As long as we're drinking from plastic bottles, they've got an endless amount of materials to create their shoes. I think that we need to have that strain of thought of how can we make our waste valuable again? How can we take that and create something else? This is a new brand called Pirates. It's actually led by a 23-year-old, if I'm right, and she came up with this particular brand, which is all about invisible technology, all about health, and having it kind of embedded within the clothes. So, for example, if you wear one of their tops, it might be have moisturizer in it, or it might have a way of killing bacteria, making, so if you don't smell, if you work out, and so forth. So they're doing really well. Besides having their own collection, they actually create a brand called Pyrotex, which is the fabric that they've created. And this fabric, they work with various brands to create their own collection using the Pyrotex fabric. So Pyrotex is the actual brand, and they have their own collection. And Pyrotex is the fabric that they work with other brands to create other collections. I've talked to you guys about the smart fabrics that's out there at the moment and what brands are doing with it, but I've not spoken about the people behind the brand. We have Lauren Boker. She is the head of Unseen, which is a brand that is all about fusing science with creativity. So when it comes to smart fabrics with Lauren, she's about how can I scientifically create something that reacts to our environment. For example, if you put on one of her coats that she has there and you walk from Oxford Street to Bond Street, it would change color maybe according to the pollution in the area. So in Oxford Street, it was red. In Bond Street, it's blue. So it kind of lets you know what's going on within the environment around you. A lot of fabric is being made that reacts to environment and lets you know about pollution and so forth. Whether this is actually something consumers will wear, I'm not 100% sure about that, but I think it's a great way of people being able to think outside the box a little bit. Suzanne Lee, she is the lady behind Modern Meadows, which I spoke about earlier. She grows fabric, she grows material, and she's all about how can we create our own material rather than use cotton, leather, and so forth. And I think it takes her 10 days to grow her leather. She has been around for years. This is not something new. I think 10, 15 years she's been doing this. So it's like she was ahead of her time when she started. And now that we're all catching up and we're all kind of curious about smart fabrics, smart textiles, where it's all headed, she's kind of saying, hey guys, look, I've been doing this for years and we can do this. I really respect Suzanne Lee because of what she does. She's showing us a different way of conducting ourselves and how the different direction the textile industry can be headed as well. Marina Tutus is a Dutch fashion tech designer who's all about finding sustainable solutions. She looks at a problem and she finds a way of us to get around it. She comes up with different fabrics, different ways we can use those fabrics, different ways we can use electronics. She's basically a problem solver. We need problem solvers. We need to be able to give them a problem and have them solve it, and then we take that to the next level. Another problem solver is Maddie Maxey. She's all about intelligent textiles. About how can we create something that is useful to the consumer? How can we create a product using fabric that is not wasteful? She's actually just come up with a blockchain, which we wrote about on fashioner.com, about how blockchain can play a role for consumers and how consumers can control their data and where their data goes. For example, if you buy something with their technology in it, let's say the skirt, and I will control who will see that data that the skirt collects. Because a lot of you, I don't know if you're aware, the data that gets collected is given to whoever it's given to. You have no control over that. And that's what she's tried to solve through creating a smart fabric that when it collects the data, you control who gets it. So for example, if Zara wants to know how many people are wearing a particular type of skirt, I'm wearing that Zara skirt. My data is collecting details. I can kind of make a suggestion of whether Zara gets that data or not. So if I decide Zara's not getting that data, they don't get it. But if I want to make extra money, let's say they're offering me 20% off my next purchase, if I give them the data, I will select the data, or I will select what data to give them. So this kind of puts control back in the consumers. Because at this moment in time, when it comes to smart fabrics and what they can do for us, they can do a lot. But with regards to the data it collects, a lot of people are worried about where that goes. And she's solved that problem. And she's made it so that we get the control back. So with regards to what is trending now, I want to play you a quick short video that shows you how we can use the world around us to create smart fabrics. I know the cow poop was a bit disgusting, but I quite like that idea that they're using cow poop. So reason why I wanted to show you this video was to let you see that when you think of smart fabric, smart textiles, e-textiles, whichever you call it, don't just think about sports. Don't think about collecting data. Don't think about, you know, things attached to your garment. Think outside the box. Think about how we can use materials around us, such as orange peel, such as cow poop. You know, how we can grow materials in the lab so we don't have to use real leather. Think about how textile industry is changing. And change is good. And even though there's a lot of resistance from the fashion industry and from various other industries with regards to the textile industry evolving, I think it's a good thing. And I think the fashion industry needs to take a leaf out of the sports industry, military industry, music. Military and medical is what I meant to say. They need to take a leaf out of their book and see that, you know, this is for the change is good and that we want that to happen. So if you guys got any questions, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to performancedays.com. Copyright November 2017 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.